News ahead of its time now on BBC Two. Tomorrow's the day today, today.
Stuff up. It's been confirmed tonight that 12 more farmers have been caught trying to smuggle their farms out of the country. They were intercepted on a Channel ferry after the crew reported clods of turf and topsoil jamming the doors to the hold. During the last month, over 400 farms have disappeared from Great Britain. Particularly hard hit are Suffolk and Gloucestershire, now little more than patches of bare earth. It's not known for certain where the farms end up, but satellite pictures show what might be a large number of agricultural holdings in Burma, where blocks of foreign land are known to be traded in huge underground markets.
I'm Alan Partridge. Hello. Later, we'll be showing you all the hot tennis action at tonight's big tennis confrontation.
Set point for Edberg. He's got it. No. That was out, surely. I can't believe it. The umpire and the computer says it's in. Let's have a look. No, definitely out. Just shows you computers can go wrong. Anyone who's seen 2001 A Space Oddity will know that, when Hal refused to open the pod door.
The actor Michael Caine has revealed that he has a tail. In a frank interview today, Caine described his struggle to come to terms with the tail, which is 2 feet long, muscular and shiny, and thrashes about when he gets angry. He said he'd only managed to keep it hidden with strong muscle relaxants and had finally decided to have it surgically removed, a decision he described as the best he's ever made.
This is the best investment I ever made in my entire life.
To be enlarged in our main program, is this the man behind Britain's police? And disturbing evidence of bullying in the Church of England.
The bishop was taking Colin through the steps of a christening for the next day. He then took Colin by the sort of the scruff of the neck and said, I'll show you how to do a christening. Sodig will show you. And he just pushed his head towards the font.
That's the day today. Good night.